Proclamation number 5994 of 6th of July, 1954. Distribution of spiritual goods by messengers of God. With full hands I would like to distribute my gifts of grace to you, yet I only find a few who open themselves and allow themselves to be bestowed by me. Only a few recognize the value of my gift of grace and gratefully accept it, and only a few make use of it and acquire great spiritual wealth. And these are to be blessed. For one day every person will recognize what his nature is, one day poverty as well as wealth will be revealed, and then the soul which passed by the giver, who only wanted to give to it and whose gifts it did not respect and rejected, will think back repentantly. One day every soul will be dependent on spiritual wealth, and its fate in eternity will correspond to this. But as long as man lives on earth he can acquire spiritual goods, for I offer them to him until the end of his life. He may accept and earn treasures, for the poverty of every soul endures me, and my love wants to give what it lacks. And therefore I send messengers again and again who are to distribute my gifts in my stead to those who do not receive me myself when I come to them, to those to whom they have easier access because they stand on the same ground. These messengers are rich in spiritual goods which they have received from me myself, and thus they can also distribute much and yet they will never spend themselves. For again and again I provide for them and you and bless those who go to the poor with their wealth in order to make them happy. For their ministry is not easy. The goods they offer are too little desired, and therefore they are often rejected, even though they offer the most delicious goods which are imperishable and will one day be valued alone. My love, however, will not cease to provide you humans with what you need for your soul. My love will constantly use new means which all aim to provide you with spiritual wealth. My love will approach you in all situations of life and again offer you a gift. Gifts of grace of the highest value. But always leave you the freedom to accept or reject them. For only a voluntarily used grace can have a beneficial effect on you. You are poor and I want to make you rich. But you don't recognize your spiritual poverty and therefore reject the one who alone can remedy your poverty but who nevertheless will not let himself be rejected and again offers you his gifts of love as long as you live on earth. But when your last hour has come your fate will be as your will was on earth. You will suffer a lack of what you carelessly rejected on earth and will only be able to attain with difficulty in the kingdom of the beyond, the goods which alone will help you to ascend. And your remorse will be painful. But your fate will be just, for the rejection of my gift of love and grace on earth can only bring you great hardship in the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.